Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask celebrities, authors, YouTubers and broadcasters 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Laura Edwards. I'm known online as Laura Bovell, and I'm a comedy video blogger, presenter, and do stand-up as well.
What was the last thing you took a photo of?
The last photo I took was yesterday. I happened to be out in London with friends, and this is so Instagram, but we saw a really pretty wall. And took photos there and did that awkward thing where people tried to walk past us and saw we were clearly trying to be Instagram models. So, yeah.
What's something that people don't know?
I haven't really put this online or on any videos or anything, but I speak 4 languages. French, German, Dutch and English, obviously.
If you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would it serve?
So I'm not a very good cook, so it would probably just be toast and cereal. If it was realistic, ideally I'd love to like have an Italian restaurant. I think that'd be amazing, like pizzas and pasta, but it would probably be toast, if I'm honest. Yeah.
What always cheers you up when you think about it?
This is like a really sad answer, but I really like thinking about what I'm gonna have for dinner that night. So, you know, if you've got a nice dinner ready at the end of the day, that's the simplest answer. Yeah.
What fictional character have you had a crush on?
Aladdin. Instant answer there, Aladdin. I was obsessed with Aladdin growing up, so yeah. The cartoon character, yeah. Just to clarify, it was when I was a child, not like yesterday. Sorry.
What are your most important rules when going on a date?
So I think if it's a blind date or an app date, like you found them online, always meet in public. It's quite a serious rule. But then I think on the date, I think just be nice. That's a really simple one, but just be nice and ask questions, because I think a lot of people like to talk about themselves and not actually ask enough questions. So, yeah. Not that I'm a dating pro, so.
What would your perfect day be?
My perfect day would probably be on the beach. Just chilling on the beach. Yeah. No beaches in London, though. So, you know, yeah, I might need to travel for that.
What's the most ridiculous thing that you've bought?
The most ridiculous thing I've bought is probably for a video, which was an inflatable giant sumo suit. And I still have it. And I need to find another use of how to use this, because it was in one video and I've got it stored in my cupboard and I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, maybe fancy dress night out or something. It's deflated right now, but it does take up a lot of space. I don't want to chuck my giant sumo suit. I feel like there's still, you know, something that can be done with this. So, yeah.
What outdoor activity haven't you tried?
Paddleboarding. Because I feel like every trip I've done, I've always missed the paddleboarding activity for some reason. I'm either ill or I'm busy or I'm working. And yeah, I've always wanted to do paddleboarding. It's going to be amazing.
What topic could you spend hours talking about?
Do you know what? I want to say something really academic, but realistically, it would have to be Netflix shows, because I spend so much time binge watching TV. So that would probably be what I'm a pro at. But I'm really interested in psychology too, so I read a lot up on that.
What elements of pop culture will be forever tied in your mind to your childhood?
Oh, I've got two answers for this. S Club 7 and Busted. My two favourite pop bands of all time growing up. And I really want to add Spice Girls to the mix there too, actually. So yeah, 3.
What was your most recent lie?
Yesterday, I was out with friends and a friend was panicking about a spot, and I told him that his spot wasn't noticeable when it really was. I think that's an all right lie.
What's the most interesting documentary you've ever watched?
Again, going back to the Netflix thing, I really enjoyed The Staircase. So yeah, it was one of those documentaries that you just Google and Google and Google afterwards to try and get answers. So it's about it's a real life story, but it's about a guy's wife is found dead at the bottom of the stairs, but they can't work out how she died. It's very mysterious, and like more and more things kind of come about, and it's just like, what is going on? And there's not really like a full-blown conclusion at the end. The husband looks very suspicious, but then no one can work out how she physically died. So yeah, there's loads of theories online, like theory after theory, which you're just Googling afterwards, and lots of people have different opinions on it. So
what do you do when you hear something fall in the middle of the night?
Panic, and probably not sleep for the next 2 hours. Yeah. Like anyone, I feel like you'd have to be a bit brave to go straight back to sleep.
What's the worst backhanded compliment that you could give someone?
So this has been said to me. I don't know if this is the worst you could give someone, but I had someone at school once tell me that I hadn't put on weight, I've just got childbearing hips. And I thought that was just like the best backhanded compliment. How someone gets away with saying that. I don't know what I'd give though. I think that's just the one that's been said to me.
What are you working on at the moment?
What I'm working on at the moment is I'm trying to get a good series of comedy sketches going. As you can tell from my voice, I'm probably not fully, don't know quite what I'm doing yet, but that's my plan anyway. And also working on a bit more stand-up, and yeah, I'm on an app called TikTok at the moment as well. So I'm working on new things for that, because that seems to be going quite well.
Thanks for listening to 17 Questions. If you loved this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you downloaded your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions that you'd love to hear our guests answer, tweet us or drop us a message. It's at 17 Questions across all social. And we'll see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.